Jesus came to serve, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Matthew chapter 12, 15-21. But Jesus called them to him, and said unto them, You know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you, shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chief, shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served unto, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Mark 10, 42-45. Now there was also a dispute among them, as to which of them should be considered the greatest. And he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you, on the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table, or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. Luke chapter 22 verses 24-27. The believer is called to serve. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Matthew chapter 10 v 24-25. Then they came to Capernaum. While Jesus was in the house, he asked them, What were you discussing on the way? But they were silent, for on the way they had been arguing about which of them was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, If anyone wants to be first, he must be the last of all and the servant of all. Mark 9, 33-35. When Jesus had washed their feet and put on his outer garments, he reclined with them again and asked, Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, because I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example so that you should do as I have done for you. Truly, truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. John chapter 13, 12-17.